Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We want to talk today about a product that we've been familiar with since inception. Now, this particular product made its imprint initially as being an invoicing product, but over time, it's expanded into more and more areas, including handling of payroll and payments and other items along the way. And we also see it as a very attractive alternative for low-end or smaller businesses, might be a better way to say that. So, Brian, I know that you have been a user of this product for some time and a fan as well. So what would you like our listeners to know about this platform?
Yeah, and some of you may remember that FreshBooks actually called their accountants network the FAN program, FreshBooks Accountants Network. There, it's now called the Accounting Partner, FreshBooks Accounting Partner Program. But what I'll say about it is that it is very functional for low-end use. You know, again, where it fits really well is for people that do graphic design and other things like that. You know, Mike, the founder, actually was a graphic designer and hated all the business stuff that he had to do associated with his graphic design work. And so that's where FreshBooks kind of came out of. So it is visually attractive to look at. Sometimes, honestly, at the expense of the speed to which you do things, but it's not frustrating. But I just went through and reconciled some transactions. I actually hooked up FreshBooks to some bank accounts and, you know, reconciled about 100 transactions. And, you know, on let's say 10 of them, there were little workflow things that where something popped in over the items. It used to be a single entry system, but is now a double entry system. So you have invoicing expenses. So with the invoicing, the stuff looks good. They have a portal where you can actually go in and track and see if somebody saw it and send it as PDF. You also have expenses where you can capture the information with your mobile phone, you know, just with the camera on your mobile phone very easily. You know, they've got some time because, again, it's graphic design that is normally one of the industries like law and accounting where there's typically some component of hourly billing in it. There is time tracking in there, some light project management. But again, in that industry in particular has a lot of subcontractors in it. So this would never make it as a construction solution. I mean, it would never make it as a solution for a distributor because it doesn't really have inventory. But for basic service-based businesses, this is actually a very, very cool tool. You know, I actually looked at setting my lawn lady up on this sometime back because it was so easy to use. And again, you can just fire off invoices from the mobile app.
Brian, as you've been, thinking through some of the features with our listeners, I reflect on the target industries here for the platform. Because as you called out, you know, Mike was originally a graphic artist, a freelancer, if you will. And so in my mind, typically I've positioned this product with self-employed professionals and the company themselves. You know, now positions for businesses with employees or businesses with contractors, but they also have suggested that this works for accountants as well as construction, where you said, you know, I don't think it would work for construction so well.
Well, it wouldn't work for a general contractor or anybody that has inventory.
Yeah, but the other part seems to make sense. IT and technology, legal and marketing agencies. So again, you just think about small businesses that are service-oriented, that seems to make pretty good sense, with this platform. And of course, the reporting has been expanded pretty notably. And as I think back through the years, I can remember an upgrade that was actually released in the latter part of the year because I was in North Carolina looking at these new features on their mobile and so forth. The platform has become very robust across a lot of areas, including reporting and mobile. So as I start to consider where does this fit, it makes a heck of a lot of difference. But, what other features would you call out since I distracted us there with some of the industry call outs?
Well, we have a multi-client dashboard, like many of you've seen with QuickBooks Online for Accountants. This one will allow you to invite your staff and then control all your staff access to the application, which is very interesting. The accounting partner program is free. They have some training. I'm told I haven't finished it yet, but I've gone through and done quite a bit with it. It looks like it's going to be a total of about 5 hours in to get through the certification. When you finish certification, you then get a free instance of FreshBooks that you can use for your firm. It's kind of interesting. It kind of bifurcates between the expenses and the invoices/revenue. So it's kind of like it's two different sets of screens that you'll go through working on it when if you have to post things when you're doing bank reconciliation or other things. But, again, it's a very serviceable tool. I like the people there. When you call tech support, there's a human that answers the phone in under 30 seconds to a minute, and they're always very helpful. I've actually done work for them in their offices in Toronto pre-COVID, and I will tell you that they, at that time, they actually had the Philips Hue lights where they would track the amount of time somebody had to wait to speak to a human in support. If it got behind, then they would switch it over to the lights that were green, the sconce lights on the edge of the big workroom would change from green to yellow if they got behind. And if they got really behind, it was red, it would turn to red. And so when it turned to yellow or red, there were different groups of people that were supposed to drop what they're doing and start working on FreshBooks, start working on support calls there to get those amounts down. Great organization. I think they really test everything in the product to make sure that it is going to work for your average user, not necessarily for the accountants, but for the average user.
You're correct on the support piece, Brian. I've really been amazed to watch how, in effect, when they onboard people historically, they've put them through support calls as part of their onboarding process. So much like, let's say, Drake Software, who has a culture of anybody in the organization being take a support call, FreshBooks is similar to it in that light. And I do respect that. Of course, I tend to be support-centric because I want to keep my professionals working no matter what. So I've always kind of looked at it that way. Now, some of the other pieces, let's position FreshBooks for a moment against competitors. I'd like to position against, let's say, Zoho Books or Intuit's QuickBooks Online and so forth. Where would you have people consider this fitting in the hierarchy of capabilities? And we'll talk more about the pricing and other features included for the pricing in a moment.
Okay, so it is not as comprehensive as Zoho Books or QuickBooks Online. Okay, but it's also, they have a completely different thought on pricing, which we'll talk about in a minute. So, you don't have, you're not going to have inventory, you're not going to have job costing. It's just a very simple tool to do simple engagements is kind of the way I would think about it here. It is, they don't have the add-ons built out like Xero and QuickBooks Online and Zoho do, where you can do all of your integrations in here. They do have some, and I think they've actually got, let's just look here. I think they actually connect with Zapier, if I'm not mistaken, so you can probably link through there. Oh, they've actually got more add-ins than I recalled the last time I saw it. So they do have some add-ins in here in their marketplace. However, again, if we get into here, it's not going to do the inventory costing that you might need to do in here. And again, I believe the payroll is all third party as well. then they typically recommend Gusto, I believe, is their solution for the U.S. But now, it is a Canadian company, so they are in Toronto. There are still some little things in the interface related to that. And, you know, every once in a while, you'll see a center spelled C-E-N-T-R-E instead of C-E-N-T-E-R. You know, but that's to be expected in an organization, in any organization's cross-border. You're not going to get all of the little things from the other country out of it.
Yeah, so I guess at this point, Brian, you know, we think that the platform is very attractive. You know, there's discount pricing that occurs at different times, but they have four levels, Light, Plus, Premium, and Select for their systems. And it really is driven by the number of clients, 5, 50, or unlimited. Do you want to kind of address what's included in these different levels of platforms?
You know, let me get back to that page here. They do pricing based on the number of customers that you have, okay? And so with 5 billable clients, you can send invoices to those 5 clients. You can track expenses on a manual basis. You can also, you can integrate the credit card fees and everything. Now, to get bank feeds and receipt capture and double entry accounting reports and some other things like that, you really end up in the Plus plan, which is 30 a month for 50 billable clients. And that kind of takes you there. We then have $55 a month is unlimited billable clients. And so you can again do unlimited numbers of invoices in here. And again, work with accountants and run all kinds of reports and other things like that. And then there's a custom pricing if you need something fancier than that. But what I'll say is that I think it, you know, I actually used to use FreshBooks to do invoicing for just minor consulting gigs and things like that. And it was just very easy to work with. They've completely revamped the engine since I did that last time. But it's, you know, I think it's very healthy here, healthy tool. So if you're thinking about how you're going to solve accounting problems with this, it's not going to be as robust as QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, Xero, or Zoho. But it's going to be robust enough for most of your service-based businesses, and it's going to be easy enough to work with that it may be a good alternative to, say, a Zoho invoice on the low end where you have these self-employed people and you need to track revenue and expense. Of course, Zoho invoice is just revenue. This one would be revenue and expenses on all the different tiers of plans here. But again, the people that are going to be using this, although I think you could do accrual basis stuff, I think it's mostly going to be cash basis folks using this.
Yeah. So Brian, I think from that perspective, you know, the premium plan, the third of four, if you will, at $55 a month, and frankly, with all their plans, has advanced payments for $20, unless you go to the select plan, which includes the advanced payments. And then, of course, you had $10 for every team member. But the fact of the matter is, at $55 with unlimited invoices and all the other tracking, that makes it far less expensive than almost all the competitors for similar features. So if it's got enough, and I would frame it maybe this way, if you're dealing with small service businesses, this may be the least cost and simplest approach to getting general accounting deployed across these areas. And again, we'll use 55, but we'll add 20 because we'll want the advanced payments feature. So all of a sudden we're in the $75 range, which is still very, very affordable as I would see it. And frankly, a lot of the additional pieces like mobile mileage tracking and the accountant interface and the mobile access, the recurring billing features and so forth, make the premium plan, I think, more functional than the Plus plan. Although for some of your clients, the Plus plan at the $30 level is probably sufficient.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is the only people that are going to use the Light plan are people that have one or two maybe clients as a self-employed person. The Plus plan is probably the entry level for most of the folks that are going to be using this. And again, with the premium, it's reasonably priced compared to QuickBooks and other things. again, the thing about this product is that it's going to be very, very easy for people to pick up and work with. And I would say on an ease of use basis, I think this product is easier to work with than QuickBooks. Everybody's got to take their own lens on it and see what works for them. But, you know, for the low end user, if you had no experience with accounting, you can pick this thing up pretty quick.
And, you know, again, as you pointed out in the App Store, lots of apps have been added and they do Shopify and WooCommerce and some other products like that. So if you've got an e-commerce class business, you can integrate that way. So the number of apps is actually quite lengthy at this point, and that's a maturity thing that's happened with FreshBooks over the last little while. So part of the reason Brian and I wanted to speak to you about this platform today is it's good people, it's a good product, it's very affordable. It's a little lower end than many of the other entry-level products that we've talked about. But for many of you, you're dealing with a collection of small businesses, and this may give you all of the capabilities that you need to be able to develop a CAS-oriented practice where your clients are a little bit more self-service. So, Brian, any parting thoughts?
I think this is a good quiver in your, I guess, a good arrow to have in your quiver. I think this doesn't fit for everybody. And it's not going to scale up to super huge businesses with complex accounting requirements, especially inventory, but it's easy to use. And the advantage there is that I think you're much more likely to get your average end user to actually interact with this platform versus QuickBooks, which is, you know, frankly, quite intimidating for a lot of people that don't do anything with accounting.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another Technology Lab. And we look forward to having you with us in another Technology Lab in the near future. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.